right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got a destination, and that is to restore as much life to as many clients as possible. Okay, are you dragging us behind, or are you setting sail?
Oh, we have to keep an eye on ourselves and our profession.
I love that statement, because the WFC is presenting the profession more globally.
So, hallo wieder vom Chiropraktik Campus Hamburg. Hier ist der Jan Peer und ich habe ein zweites Mal den Travis hier zu Gast. Diesmal haben wir ein anderes Thema und zwar wollen wir uns mehr mit chiropraktischen Organisationen und Politik in der Chiropraktik beschäftigen. Und wir werden natürlich dieses Interview wieder auf Englisch führen. Ich freue mich auf jeden Fall auf Travis. Hallo Travis.
Hallo.
Now we want to talk about the other Travis, your second life,
yeah.
Because I know you are active in minimum one chiropractic association.
Correct.
And I would like to know, where does it all start? When did you decide to go into an association and what made you start?
Wow. Yeah, man. The first association I joined was this one in the Netherlands, just because it's required to practice here that you have to be a member of an association. Mm-hmm. So that was strictly legal requirements. To where I became voluntarily active, and it's something I never would have considered, and I'm sure most chiropractors don't.
Mm-hmm.
Most chiropractors, hey, I went to school. I did my time. Now it's time to reap the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And admittedly, I was quite the same. And even at school, you start to smell the hints of political dissent and all this stuff. Like, I don't know about here or your school or in Germany, but certainly at Palmer and anywhere in the U.S., you begin to see, even as a student, this political divide, like vitalists and mechanists. That's one way. Of,
mm-hmm.
But that's, of course, that's the vitalists who mm-hmm. give those definitions.
Yeah.
Regardless of how you define the sides, you can see that there's some divide,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I've talked extensively about this at Axiom and other seminars, and I'll gladly talk about it again. It's really important, especially if we're going to come together or there's ever going to be any unity, mm-hmm. then you need to at least understand the whole political spectrum.
Yeah.
And that's what I would call it, a spectrum, because you can move around. I certainly have. So I didn't really get involved because I couldn't get my head around it, because at school, you hear the hints of it, but school's really important. You have to pass exams and you have to get this. There's all these things right in front of you. It's just too much stress. Mm-hmm. Then you graduate and you're worried about, like, I had a very stressful start in Malaysia, right? So I'm dealing with that. Then I come to Netherlands, I'm dealing with this and I'm dealing with that. And I'm starting my own business. And there's never this stability to where I could, where I was comfortable enough to sit and examine the politics.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was a problem, but I just put it in the back of my head.
Yeah.
And first, I need to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got pretty comfortable, not comfortable, but things were stable and I found my footing a bit with business and in life, I guess, like a mm-hmm. grown child, that's when I was introduced to politics. And that was by Liam Shule. He kind of threw me a joke. It's like that meme of the cowboy that throws the kid into the water, said, learn to swim. Yeah. And that's how it happened for me. Like, I didn't realize, I mean, I knew it was bad, but I didn't realize, like, holy crap, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I began to get a grip on.
Where did you meet him first?
I met him, I was following him as a speaker. And then I think I met him at a Kaira Sushi event. And this was like, no, in Barcelona, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2016 at Kaira Sushi, was it? And then 2017 in Brussels, and I had dinner with him. That was also the time I joined the IFCO. No, that was 2015, but I was just a member.
Mm-hmm.
I was invited to the IFCO board of directors in 2018. Served as the chairman of the board then as well,
mm-hmm.
after a few years as board member. And then actually just yesterday, I was elected president of the IFCO.
Yesterday.
Yeah. We just had a board meeting and that was kind of but it was not because I admittedly as the chairman of the board, like I stepped in to help out Phil's position. I was asked to do it and help. But JP, I'm going to tell you, I'm I'm terrible at that stuff. Mm-hmm. Is anyone first, second, third motion? I don't know, whatever. That was just something I was terrible at. And actually, Grant Dennis is quite good at that. He's an amazing person who you met. Mm-hmm. And Grant's taken on that role. He's done so good as the president at IFCO. But he's also quite good at running those meetings. Mm-hmm. Like, way better than me, anyway. Mm-hmm. So, we just had a little swap there so that we can better serve.
Yeah.
But
there are different parts of getting involved. First, you have to understand the need for politics.
Well said.
And then you have to find the time and the importance that it's, okay, I have to do something. I want to do something. Yeah. And I'm able to do something.
Yeah.
So, and then you maybe need a Liam Schübel or an association where you want to stay with, you want to connect with. Okay. So here's the right place. Here's the right organization or the right persons.
Yeah. He must have saw something in me like that I didn't see myself. But from that time, I've been quite involved in politics. And I think it's really important. I like those three questions you asked too. I want chiropractic to be a certain way. Okay. Well, that's an emotional thing. That's like a desire. And that's good. You should have that first. You should have desire. I just hope that that desire or your desire for the chiropractic profession is in alignment with its objectives and purpose, right? Because then you will serve it very well. Otherwise, you will serve to its destruction. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been learning in politics. The other thing you said was, okay, you have to want it. I want to do something. And then there's, what can I do?
Am I able?
Yeah. That I wasn't able at one point. You know, I was like many people because they open on their own and they're going to struggle, you know, join a group or get mm-hmm. with the team or like work together with someone and you'll grow your practice and be comfortable quicker or stable anyway. And then you can do something. But then the other thing is like, I should do something. You should. You must. Mm-hmm. Like if you truly love the profession and what it stands for and all the value it gives to humanity, then you have to do something. Mm-hmm. It's not like, I really should. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah. If you do nothing, it goes away. There are plenty of people who would love to dismantle chiropractic, relabel chiropractic, dissolve chiropractic, turn it into something else. They're very active. Mm-hmm. And yet all these other people tell me, oh, I love chiropractic, I'd do anything. You wouldn't do anything. These people are just blowing smoke up my ass. Mm-hmm. Right? They'd tell me what I want to hear. But I think I said this at the DAGC conference too. I love chiropractic. Everyone says this, but what do you do for what you love? Mm-hmm. You don't give any money to it. You don't give any time or treasure, nothing, no talent. You're not contributing anything. Yeah. Do you give money to schools, to research, to politics? What organizations do you support?
How do you keep your girlfriend?
Yeah. My God, if that's how you love someone, you are shitty at it, right? Yeah. If that was your parents or your children and they're starving, you're like, I can't give them any money. But you love this profession, you can't give any money to it. That's really, I hear it all the time. That's why actions. I just want to see what their track record is. And the first thing I always ask is like, oh, are you a member of the IFCO? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I go on mission trips. Mm-hmm. Good for you, but that doesn't do anything for the profession. Mm-hmm. It does something for the people, that community you're serving, and that's very noble. Thank you for mm-hmm. your service. I see 100,000 a day, week, whatever. Great, that's good for the community, but it is doing nothing for the profession. And if you want to keep seeing that many people in the way you do, well, you better get involved in chiropractic because it could all be taken away tomorrow with the signature of a pen. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of people trying to do it. Plenty of organizations that are well funded with a lot of people working hard. What their reasons are, that's probably a multitude. And it's not my business. Yeah. I don't care. I just want to protect chiropractic. Yeah. The location analysis and correction of vertebral subluxation. That's all I've ever done. It's all I'm ever going to do mm-hmm. because it's enough. Mm-hmm. That is exactly how it got to Germany and Netherlands and all over the world. They didn't spread out because of cold lasers and like collagen injection or whatever the hell people are doing now and calling it chiropractic. Mm-hmm. They didn't travel the world and spread everywhere because it was helping low back pain. Mm-hmm. It was the correction of vertebral subluxation and the restoration of the mental impulse. That was it. That's how it blew up. Yeah. And now diluting that objective or just don't even understand it. It's really confusing.
Yeah, I think people sometimes, they think chiropractic for granted. So it's so safe. I think if you compare chiropractic with the medical system, we have to keep an eye on ourselves and our profession and to improve it and make it stable and bigger.
If we don't, trust me, there are other people that do have their eye on our profession.
Yeah.
And it is not a good eye.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's the stink eye. They would love to see us fail, and they love when we fight. But we'll continue to fight so long as we don't have an understanding of the very thing we do.
Yeah.
I could get on stage at I don't know how many conferences, and I bet if I said, okay, who here can define chiropractic?
Mm-hmm.
A room full of chiropractors.
Yeah.
There might be three people in a room of 300 that could actually give me the definition of chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
Another 200 will go like this. Well, my definition, I'm not asking for your definition. I'm asking for the definition.
Yeah.
And
if
we are ever going to be united or together,
mm-hmm.
then it's got to be around the definition, mm-hmm. not your definition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Inclusivity, or what do you call that? Inclusivity. It only goes so far with me,
mm-hmm.
right? Tolerance. I'm a very tolerant guy, but I'm not tolerant of ignorance and stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not tolerant of evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tolerance has a limit, right? I'm tolerant of your favorite color is, well, probably pink, JP, mm-hmm. but that's okay. I'm tolerant of that. I can tolerate that, you know?
Once a day.
But I can tolerate a couple beers, but not too many. But there are limits, you know? And it's the same, like this inclusivity. Well, you can't, if it's not chiropractic, it shouldn't be included.
Mm-hmm.
Chiropractic has a clear definition, the philosophy, science, and art of things natural, a system of adjusting the segments of the spine by hand only for the correction of the cause of disease or in coordination.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say in coordination. It's very clear. That's what we do.
Yeah.
It is a system, right?
And to make it clear, to correct disease, not disease.
That's why I prefer in coordination.
Yeah.
Right? Or this, like how many people say, I'm a principled chiropractor. Okay, besides principle 1 or 6, name one. name one, right? It's so, there's a lot. We have a long ways to go as a profession ourselves, but the first step would be understand your own profession, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you do, now get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Get involved. The IFCO for me, I've chosen. Now I'm also involved with the ICA and the DCF here in the Netherlands. So I'm the board of directors for the IACE. But the IFCO is like my favorite, and I think it's for everyone because of its mission and vision and what it does. It's very, very, very focused on simply protecting a chiropractor's right to locate, analyze, correct vertebral subluxation.
Mm-hmm. I think most of our listeners don't have a clue about international chiropractic politics. Maybe they have heard some names, but maybe you could explain the 3 or 4 main players and the differences, their goals.
Yeah.
So the IFCO, for example.
The IFCO, that's the International Federation of Chiropractors and Organizations.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small but growing organization that has a laser-like focus on only this. We will protect location analysis and correction vertebral subluxation within our capacity. That is our mission and vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you do want to do crazy, cold laser and nutritional supplements, I don't really care. I'm not trying to protect your right to do it, but I'm not trying to destroy your ability to do it. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I care about one thing, and that is that you can still, as a chiropractor, you have the right to locate, analyze, correct vertebral subluxation. That's it.
Okay, cool.
Because when that goes away, you're not a chiropractor. If that is, you're doing, say you're doing cold laser and tape, like kinesio tape or whatever it is, and nutritional supplements, and they take away your ability to locate, analyze, correct vertebral subluxation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then who are you? I mean, why would I go to you?
Yeah.
There are 20 other specialists right now
for taping
and that do all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And they have had a 3 to 5 year education on that.
Mm-hmm.
Where for you, I don't care how good you are at it. It's still, why would I go to you?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Our whole profession hinges on this.
Yeah.
So
don't forget your USP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your unique selling point.
Yeah.
So that's the IFCO.
Is it only for organizations or for individuals too?
Individual members and organizational members. Organizational members are very, I think it's only like $200 USD a year. So it, like, to be an organizational member costs nothing. And it's something I would recommend if you, like, I would recommend all state organizations, all national organizations. But to talk about another organization, so many national organizations or associations are members of the WFC, the World Federation. And you'll look at their website. They've got published 20 principles. I think I put this up at the presentation there. They have their 20 principles. Well, principles, yeah, that's a fundamental truth, useful in a system or chain of reasoning. That's what a principle is, like 33 principles of chiropractic. Well, the WFC published their 20 principles, and I believe six of them start with, we believe, some of them also start with, like, we champion, we declare, we this. These are all
statements.
Yeah, like basically political statements, political opinions, group think. Hey, let's get on board with this. Honestly, when you use the word believe, you invoke religious connotations. Now, that same group will call people that locate, analyze, correct vertebral subluxation, they'll call you a religious lunatic or quack. Yet their principles, six of them, start with we believe. This is called projection. We accuse others of doing what we're, the very thing we're doing. They're incredibly dogmatic. Yeah, they'll say we're dogmatic. However, the location analysis and correction vertebral subluxation has developed and grown and evolved. It's now in its third paradigm. Like, these upper cervical specialists now, like CBCT, that's the gold standard. Like, it's constantly getting better how they locate and analyze, right? But you don't get involved in politics. And what you'll see is what I see now. There was a time with probably around 20 countries throughout the world, chiropractic had full x-ray rights. They could take x-rays. It's probably down to five and dropping of chiropractors that can take x-rays.
Okay.
Right? I go into the dentist's office. I haven't been there in a while. I mean, you couldn't tell by looking at these beautiful teeth, but I go in there. No questions asked. Full x-ray of my teeth. No indications, no nothing. Hey, I'm going to be working in there. I got to see them. Chiropractors, hey, I'm going to be working on your spine. Very delicate area. It protects the most important part of your body that controls all function and regulates everything that you do, everything you experience, everything. Yeah, we can't take x-rays of that.
No.
What? But I can take full x-rays around my skull and teeth because I'm going to use those three times a day. For my meals, but the spine that I use 24 hours a day, no. That's crazy stuff. We can't x-ray that. That's why we need to get involved in politics. That's just one of many reasons.
Tell me something about the ICA. So I think it's the oldest association.
I believe so, because it was started by BJ. That's the International Chiropractic Association. And it's got a lot of, and I think, you know, Sid Williams was really popular in there as well, maybe. And it's primarily in the U.S. They do have a lot of international members here in the Netherlands. And yeah, they just put out a piece that I really liked about subluxation, where they really got into the definition and why it's important. So they do some good work too. But I think they're a bit more broad scope, a bit more of that inclusivity. Like, everyone's welcome. I'd say the IFCO is the same. But we're just, yeah, our focus is a bit more strict, I would say.
Yeah, I think the ICA still want to keep as many members as possible.
Yeah.
So they're not exclusive. They're more inclusive.
Definitely. You'll have practitioners of all sorts in there. They have a lot of goodwill, and they're very assistant to chiropractors in need. So I think it's a great organization.
And if you compare the ICA with the WFC, which one is the bigger one or the globally more important one?
I would say the ICA is more aligned than the WFC. Like, the ICA to me is more aligned with my values than the WFC. Although, like, as much as I do like the ICA, I always ask myself why they're a member of the WFC themselves. Like, I don't like see how. If you support chiropractic and you have this position statement on vertebral subluxation, yet you're a member of an organization like the WFC that clearly is not pro vertebral subluxation.
Is it because the WFC is presenting the profession more globally?
I love that statement. because the WFC is presenting the profession more globally. What is their definition of the profession? Yeah. That's a problem. Yeah. That's why I don't support the WFC, because mm-hmm. what they promote to the world yeah. as chiropractic is not chiropractic. That's simply why I can't support the WFC. That's why I can get more behind the ICA than I could the WFC. Mm-hmm. But I still don't understand why the ICA would support them. But I'm sure they have their reasons, and that's not the question for their leadership. Either way, I'm still...
And there's another one, the ACA?
In the U.S., yeah, the ACA, the American...
But this is more a national association.
And the ACA is pretty much the American version of the WFC. They're very much in alignment
with
the WFC, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Then there's another one, the ECE, or in Europe, the ECCE.
That's not an association, but that's an accrediting body.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is more a private organization.
Yeah.
Accreditation. Yeah. Because they try to tell us how to educate and how to
yeah.
prove chiropractic and what is chiropractic.
Yeah.
So tell the colleges what to teach and so on.
Which would include things that are, well,
yeah.
not chiropractic.
Yeah.
And that's what's, if you're not involved in politics, that's how things like this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Some external body just puts itself forward and say, hey, we represent chiropractic
mm-hmm.
without any understanding of what chiropractic truly is.
Yeah.
They have a better understanding of what physical therapy is
mm-hmm.
and have just called physical therapy chiropractic. That's the result or the effect of not getting involved in politics.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
I mean, those people are very well organized. They're just yeah. not in alignment with chiropractic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting to know who they are and what their goal is.
I would love to know that myself. However, yeah. they are very non-communicative. Mm-hmm. And I find that people that already lack integrity and ethics, like you're saying that you're promoting chiropractic,
mm-hmm.
but it's clearly not chiropractic.
Mm-hmm.
So I already have questions about your integrity. Mm-hmm. So then if I'm to ask you what exactly are your goals, I'm a little skeptical that I'm going to get a straight answer.
Mm-hmm.
Or one that you can properly defend with reason and logic.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be one of the two.
Yeah.
If you give me a reason, it's going to be a politically or emotionally biased one.
Mm-hmm.
Not one that is like deductively valid.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now we are in Germany. We are not so much involved in international politics.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I think, 3 chiropractic organizations.
Yeah.
The DAGC. What we invented, I think, 25 years ago. And there's the BDC, Bund Deutscher Chiropraktiker. Mm-hmm. So I think it's coming from the Berlin School,
and yeah.
now the Dresden University.
Yeah.
And there's the, I think, GCA, the German yeah. Chiropractic Association. It's more about DCs. They studied chiropractic in the US or in England, and then they came back.
Yeah.
Now they practice chiropractic here.
Okay.
And I think last year, the first college program started under the rules of the ECCE. So before, we had 2 programs, from the campus and from the Dresden, without any.
Yeah, that's why I was so...
So it was totally free then.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I really loved, and I still do, of course, like chiropractic in Germany, because it doesn't have this wolf in sheep's clothing there.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have this new school.
Yeah.
It's chiropractic by name,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to be teaching chiropractic, mm-hmm. right? I think we talked about that. I got a new term I invented. It's called chinos.
Mm-hmm.
Chiropractic in name only. Chinos. And that school is going to be putting out a bunch of chinos. Chiropractic mm-hmm. chiropractors in name only. But they will not be practicing chiropractic. They'll just hold the name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real shame. That's why I think Germany still has a great opportunity to make a big impact, which is why we'll talk later about a global summit there in Germany, in Dusseldorf. It's been so good with the DAGC. It's a shame. I'd love to see the DCA come together with you guys too, if they understand that it's not the school that you went to and these qualifications, because I can tell you, there are plenty of schools in America right now
mm-hmm.
called chiropractic, chino schools,
mm-hmm.
yeah, called chiropractic. They come out of there with a DC degree,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know the first thing about chiropractic.
Yeah.
Yet, so many of the chiropractors I meet in Germany They are incredible chiropractors, mm-hmm. but they don't have the same diploma. They have a different diploma. I cannot understand why that would keep chiropractors from working together, right? Mm-hmm. The diplomas are different. In Australia, they get like a bachelor's. New Zealand is also a bachelor's. In England, they get a master's of chiro or master's of, you know, what's the issue, right? Because it's a DC degree? I don't get that. You either practice chiropractic or you don't. Mm-hmm. I know plenty of people that have a DC degree, diploma. What they're practicing is the furthest thing from chiropractic.
Mm. I think when you start to go into the profession and you go to a chiropractic school, and maybe you just choose the school next to you and don't know that there are differences in schools and politics. So so you are just blind and a newcomer. and you start your chiropractic education and you don't know that there are two spectrums.
Yeah.
At each end.
Yeah.
So you are just in the middle or somewhere without intention.
Yeah.
So, and then maybe after years, you hear about that there's a left and a right.
Yeah.
And there's maybe you have to choose where you want to be. And so this is, I think, a point where many of our colleagues here in Germany, they don't even know that there's difference because they just learned chiropractic.
Yeah.
So, and chiropractic is okay. It's different than physiotherapy and different than osteopathy.
Yeah.
But what exactly is the difference and why I am a chiropractor?
Yeah.
And what is the definition of chiropractic and so on? So this is, that comes maybe later, maybe after some years in clinic or whenever. I think it should become as early as possible.
Yeah. Who, I heard someone say this. It was like, really, like some of the graduates, you should really consider it like a class action lawsuit. Mm-hmm. This is what the school promised me, but this is what I got. Mm-hmm. I know I would be very upset if I went to chiropractic school and I graduated and I was no different than a physical therapist that was doing manipulations. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what I'm talking about. You're a chino, mm-hmm. a chiropractor in name only.
Yeah.
Like, why not actually just go to physical therapy school then? Mm-hmm. If those people were more informed about the difference before starting that educational process, they would be much better off if they made the decision. What do I really want to do in practice? What is my objective? Mm-hmm. Is it to restore the transmission of vital messages to and from the brain to the body and back? Mm-hmm. Right? If that's my intention for the restoration of health or life, okay, then I'm going to be a chiropractor and I want to learn chiropractic. Mm-hmm. If I want to treat low back pain, headaches, and neck pain, and shoulder pain, and knee pain, and all this, then become a therapist, a physical therapist, or a multitude of therapists. Mm-hmm. But why are you going to chiropractic school?
Yeah.
These people have misinformed you that that's what chiropractic is.
Yeah.
And it's becoming so mainstream that even the public begins to believe that's what chiropractic is. Mm-hmm. That's a great, great shame.
Yeah.
Right? This incredible product, the most eloquent system of healthcare ever available, the simple removal of interference to a vital message from the brain to body and body to brain. That's it. That's, I don't know how it's going to look for you, what your results are going to be, but I know you're better off when nothing interferes with those vital messages.
And
that's my job.
I think this is exactly the point where we started.
Yeah.
What is the main reason to go into an association and to work for the DIGC or IFCO or whatever to make the public understand what chiropractic is?
Yeah.
So you can decide from moment one on. So not after years or maybe never who you are and what are you doing. So,
and as a group too, like you're much stronger as a group when like something like the ECCE or these new standards come up or whatever. And Jan Per Lanman writes a letter, whoopty frickin' do. Mm-hmm. But when an association that represents 200 chiropractors writes a letter, listen, mm-hmm. we can't stand for this.
Yeah.
This is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. That has a lot more power and thrust. That's why you have to be part of an association. Just make sure you're part of an association that's actually supporting your profession. Mm-hmm. If your profession is chiropractic, whose objective is to locate, analyze, correct vertebral subluxation, then you should be a member of the DAGC. DAGC should be an organizational member of the IFCO. You should be personal members of the IFCO. Like, these are the things, if that's what you're aligned with, that's what you should be a member of. Mm-hmm. It's so simple.
So simple, yeah.
Yeah, because you're stronger together. And you can make sure that the dissolving and destruction and all these terrible things happening to your profession, it can be taken away at any time. I think of the chiropractic, the profession is like one giant ship. Mm-hmm. And you're either an anchor or a sail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we got a destination, and that is to restore as much life to as many clients as possible. Okay, are you dragging us behind or are you setting sail? And the ship needs work too,
mm-hmm.
right? We can't all be partying and constantly taking from the ship.
Mm-hmm.
That's not sustainable. And when there's so few of us that are keeping the ship seaworthy while the rest are just taking from it, yeah, this will not last.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sustainable. And I'm trying to inspire others to do the same.
Yeah. And what I see right now is because chiropractic is growing in Germany.
Yeah.
But if we don't take care of it and make a good definition of it, then everybody is selling some kind of chiropractic.
Yeah.
And we have the same problem like everywhere else.
Yeah.
And nobody knows exactly what chiropractic is.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can work as a little bit of chiropractic.
Yeah. I've seen, like, what was it in Spain? I saw that some CA or some chiropractic assistant, she just opened her own office, called herself a chiropractor, yeah. practice chiropractic.
Yeah.
Well,
I heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like they need more political strength there.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they members of the IFCO mm-hmm. as an organizational member? Yeah. There's a lot of emerging ones too. I think chiropractic defense thing or so. I hear about these every now and then. And they're worth looking into as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when you join the IFCO, you're supporting everything that the IFCO supports. So
okay, cool. So I hope that we can plan the event for the IFCO and the DAGC.
Yeah.
And I would love to have the campus involved. I will mm-hmm. talk to Marco about it today. And yeah, let's see what we can arrange, hopefully in this year in September.
September or early October, something like that. Like keep it around the same time as the already wonderful event that Lee and Friedemann put on, the AGC, also in Dusseldorf. I think it's so central and a great place. Everyone's familiar how to get there, where to go, keep a little bit of familiarity. And we get a frequency of seeing each other more regularly.
Yeah.
Even Marco, if he cares to see me, I don't know. Guys. So he's dodging me.
We'll see. Okay. So thank you, Travis, for this, looking inside into associations. And of course, we will keep on going.
Yes. Press on.
Bye.
Bye-bye.